Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh boy, this is all Chris Ballard needs. Fans are in a tizzy about inactivity by Chris Ballard and the Indianapolis Colts, and here come the Texans dropping another bomb right in their laps. Stephon Diggs to the Texans today for a second rounder. A fifth and a sixth both convey to the Texans in this deal, but it's really a second rounder for Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs, the last 6 years, has been really good, amassing a minimum of 1,000 yards receiving. Five of those years, he's had 100 receptions or more. This is the Texans getting better again, they think. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what the Colts are doing and why this is absolutely fascinating. This is perfect. This is for, like, NFL fans and people who like to noodle around and think they're experts in how an NFL roster ought to be built. This is absolutely the perfect storm. These two teams, the Texans and the Colts, separated by one dropped ball last year. If that dropped ball was secured, the Gardner Minshew pass was caught, odds are the Colts win the season finale and the AFC South. The ball was dropped, and so the Texans went on to win the AFC South. They both had rookie quarterbacks. Anthony Richardson got hurt. C.J. Stroud did not. He played really, really well as a rookie last year. So these two teams are really kind of, they got some comps working, right? And the Texans have been exceptionally aggressive, and the Colts have been exceptionally non-aggressive. And so seeing whether the Colts kind of flatline or recede a little bit and the Texans go like this, or will the Texans recede and the Colts will continue a steady climb? That's going to be interesting. Colts went from 4-12-1 to 9-8. There's no shame in that. The Texans, they went from worse, right? Yeah, because they were the second or close. And they couldn't have been tighter the year before. And then they win the AFC South by a game over the Colts. Fascinating. We'll talk about that. We will talk also about Indiana State. They're going to tip off a huge weekend of college basketball tomorrow night at Henkel Fieldhouse as they take on Seton Hall for the NIT Championship, a tournament that was above the Hoosiers. They didn't need to compete in the NIT. Why compete in the NIT? We got real work to do. While Indiana State is kind of capturing Indiana's attention, at least locally, as Indiana waits for Purdue to go to the Final Four. Nightmare for Mike Woodson, and correctly a nightmare for Mike Woodson. Look, sometimes the nightmares you have of are your own making, and that is certainly the case with Mike Woodson and Indiana basketball. They're trying to reverse the course, though, and get transfers who can come to Bloomington and win now. We will talk about two that I think Tony Perkins is going to visit. And then you've got Kenan Carlisle, who is definitely going to visit over a little 500 weekend. We'll talk about that too. We shall also talk about the Cubs just a little bit. Man, if you're one of the 30,000 going to Wrigley Field tonight to watch Cubs and the Rockies, good luck. The weather forecast, ay-yi, freaking yi. Coldest place on earth, given the conditions that are going to be present tonight on the north side of Chicago. And the Pacers take on the Nets, 7:30 tonight. We'll talk about what's at stake in that game. And then Sunday at 5 o'clock, a huge game of massive importance for the Pacers and the Heat. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. I want to tell you, before we talk about MyBookie a little bit, the people from Our Lads, they've told me they would like to give five of their draft guides. These draft guides are absolutely awesome, and they send me one every year. They send me the hard copy, and I love it. You'll get the electronic copy. All you have to do is DM me your email address, and we'll pull a winner every day until the Our Lads people say, hey, stop this. We've given away too many of these. What do you think? We're not in business. We can't just give away. Look, we got to sell the milk to pay for the cow. Something like that. It's a saying. MyBookie. So MyBookie, you go to MyBookie, use promo code Kent, and you get up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus. $1,000. That's winning before you even play. Go to MyBookie. They got an online casino, all kinds of fun. Go there, enjoy, and maybe, you know, use promo code Kent. You get the sign-up bonus. Let's go. Make sure and subscribe to this channel. Wise thing to do. Smart. You subscribers, you know, you're eligible to win prizes. Plus, if you want to be eligible for the Our Lads draft guide, you've got to be a subscriber. I mean, that goes without saying, but not really. Okay. Hit the thumbs up. That means like. I like every video I watch. I watched a video today that was really, really good.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But Mike Mayock talking about his process, draft process, the relationship that he had with John Gruden. Really, really good. A terrific podcast by John Middlecoff. Really fun. Enjoyed it. I don't watch much of that. But that, I like, of course, I like all of that. I because sometimes when I watch stuff, the verbiage will like nest in my head and all of a sudden it comes out of my mouth and I feel like, well, that sounds like I'm ripping that off from someone and I don't like doing that. And so I try to stay away from other people's perspectives as much as I can while reading all the factual stuff that I can and listening to the factual stuff. But I'm trying to stay away from like the insight and that kind of thing, because then somehow some of that, it winds up nesting in here, and we don't like that. All right. Scott Gilley says, I can't decide who's more frustrating, the Colts offseason or IU's scouting department. Yeah, it's neck and neck as they're headed for home, spinning out of the turn. You know, that's the way it is. And what Chris Ballard has decided to do, he signed Raekwon Davis as a rotational defensive tackle piece, and he signed Joe Flacco as a backup quarterback. Upgrades, right? Both upgrades, good. Everything else is the same. 25 starters, and I'm counting the punter, kicker, and long snapper, Luke Rhodes, Rigoberto Sanchez and Matt Gay as starters as well. All 25 are back. Unprecedented. I've never seen it. Have you ever seen that? I've never seen that. So, talk about rolling it back. The Colts are rolling it back. The Texans, they're trying to roll it right over the Colts' head. That's what they're trying to do. So today they trade for Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs, not very happy with the way he was used by the Bills, which I don't really understand because he got a bunch of balls since being acquired by the Bills. All they've done is throw the ball to him, for God's sake. He's got 1,000 yards receiving in every season he played in Buffalo. He's 30 years old, so he doesn't have a whole lot of prime years left, but he sure didn't regress last year at all. So he goes to the Texans. A second rounder from 2025 conveys to the Bills. This is the second rounder that the Vikings gave the Texans in an earlier deal. So how is this going to work out? What the Texans have done, the guys that they've got, they got lots of guys. They went out and got Joe Mixon. They've got C.J. Stroud. They've got Nico Collins. We remember Nico Collins, right? First play from scrimmage. Well, there he goes. 7. And that was the difference in the game. First play. Whoops. I'm going to bite. Uh-oh, indeed. So you got Nico Collins. Now you got Stephon Diggs. And like I said, Mixon, Stroud, Woods, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz. You got guys. If the offensive line holds up, that's a pretty damn stout offense with a lot of weapons that the Colts are going to have to contend with that 28th ranked defense. And Gus Bradley trying to figure out, how do I get a safety to, you know, keep the lid on the defense and keep all the receivers in front of him and not bite on something underneath. That's what keeps Gus Bradley awake at night. They also have gone out and gotten Danico Autry, former Colt. They went out and got Danielle Hunter. They have Okuda. They have Anderson. They have Ward. They have Petrie. They have Kamai Fairbairn, who missed one field goal last year and one extra point last year. They, you look at what they've done, the heavy lifting that they've done during the offseason, and you say if you're a Colts fan, wow, we're not winning March and April. And what Chris Ballard's waiting for is a draft to upgrade the roster and bring more competition at more spots. And we'll see how that works. But this is a team that the 2024 season is going to be a binding referendum on methodology for building a roster. Either the Texans are going to be lauded as the aggressors who went out and got it done, or the Colts are going to be lauded for steady is the course. We have plotted our course and we are sticking with that course. We are not deviating from the course. We are building through the draft. That's what we do. We do not get hysterical like the Jets. When was the last time the Jets won a Super Bowl? Namath was the quarterback, for God's sake. We do not do what they do, which is try to win March every single year, and they do. And then the season comes, and they don't win a damn thing during the season. Colts, they got work to do, and I'll tell you this. You know what? There's a lot of money being thrown around internally by the Indianapolis Colts, and the Colts players have got to pony up. And they have got to reciprocate the trust being shown in them by Ballard, or Ballard's going to be out. Like this isn't like the Texans are kind of one foot in the winning pool and another foot in the financially responsible pool, and the Titans are doing it and the Jags. No, this is the Colts are being very, very conservative, and the Texans are being very, very aggressive. And if the aggressors get the spoils this year, Ballard isn't going to have a leg to stand on. Now, if the Colts, if they do good work, and all of a sudden they're the AFC South champions, Ballard's the guy. But it's this year. 2024 is the year. We're going to find out who's what here. Trade up, Ballard. Yeah, no. When's that happened? He trades up in the second every once in a while. He traded up for Jonathan Taylor. He didn't trade up in the first, ever. The penalty for trading up in the first, the tariff for doing that, is extreme. But thank you for the thanks for the contribution, and thanks for the comment. Made me smile a little bit. Joseph Scholl says, if Woodson can't get it done, bring Bryce Drew home. The job he's doing at Grand Canyon is impressive. Bryce Drew isn't from Bloomington. He isn't from Indiana University. That isn't home. Chicago is home to Bryce Drew. Valparaiso, which is a part of the Chicago DMA, that's where he's from. Go back there. Hey, well, Chris Holtman's already got the job at DePaul. I don't know where Bryce Drew can go and be home, but it ain't Bloomington. I'm not a giant fan. For those of you who don't spend a lot of time here, not a giant fan of the Drew family. So there you are. Indiana recruiting, by the way. Glad you brought that up. Kenan Carlisle, he's going to visit IU. Little 500 weekend. It looks like he's 6'3". He went to Stanford this past year. He's a top 50 recruit from the class of 2023. He averaged 11.5 points per game as a freshman. He can shoot it a little bit. He can do lots of things. He would be a good get. He is ranked like as the sixth best transfer. Tony Perkins, he's down to 6. IU, Mizzou, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Ole Miss. He is 6'4". He is a poor man's Eric Gordon. There are differences. They aren't perfect. Like, he's a lesser Eric Gordon. It's not exactly that, but it's pretty close. He went to Lawrence North High School. He's from Indiana. He has been a big, giant pain in the ass for Indiana during his 4 years at Iowa. They're going to wind up with some transfers because they've got NIL money, and these guys are looking to fill their bag. And good. So, nice. I'm having a tough time, I got to tell you. Joe Farley says, Ballard to Dairy Queen next season. You know what? And Jeff George, former quarterback for the Colts, is in a position to grant that wish. He owns Dairy Queens in central Indiana. So that could happen. If Jeff George, you got to make him a regional manager somehow, though. He isn't going to come just to run a store. You've got to give him a little bit more than that coming off 8 years with the Colts. I'm having a tough time investing emotionally in the recruiting at Indiana while I'm watching Indiana State play really good basketball for Josh Scherz and go to the championship game of the NIL. I just can't wrap my arms around it. I'm waiting for Purdue to play in the Final Four. I'm waiting for tomorrow night to watch Indiana State play in the championship game at the NIT. Indiana basketball, as much as I love it and have loved it for a long time, you know what? For right now, let's hit the pause button, shall we? And let them get their rest down in Bloomington instead of playing and competing and figure out how to be a better program come next year, where maybe a culture is a little bit better defined and they know what kind of player fits that culture. You see Matt Painter do it. You see Danny Hurley do it. You know what they've got in common, don't you? They're going to play in the championship game of college basketball on Monday night. That's what they've got in common. This is the calm before the storm, though. Indiana State tomorrow night at Hinkle is going to be awesome. You've got Friday night, South Carolina, going to win. Iowa, going to win. We're going to watch those games because that's a lot of fun. Saturday, Purdue, they play at 6:09 against NC State. Purdue's going to win that game. UConn, then they've got Alabama. UConn's going to win that game at 8:49. Then Sunday, it'll be Iowa and South Carolina at 3 o'clock to figure out who the best team in women's college basketball is. That's going to be a ratings winner. Then Monday, Purdue and UConn at 9:20. Why that game's so damn late? Shame on the NCAA for doing that. When was the last time a West Coast team did squat and earned that 6:20 starting time on the West Coast? What are we doing? You're putting my kid back in the day, he'd have to go to bed before tip-off because of school the next day. He didn't get to watch a second of the national championship game because we're not going to have him go through school tired, just kind of groggy, because the NCAA is too stupid to put that game on when kids can watch on the East Coast or East Coast time. Cubs tonight at Wrigley, drizzle and 38. Have fun at Wrigley Field, the coldest place in the history of the world. When it's that. Drizzle and 38, you are in for a miserable night. If the Cubs score 70 runs, you're going to be miserable watching that game. And then Pacers-Nets tonight. Need to keep winning to stay ahead of the Heat. The Heat and the Pacers in a battle for that sixth seed. The Pacers, they've got a half-game lead. Got to keep winning. Got to beat a team like the Nets. This Sunday, the Pacers at 5 o'clock at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, they host the Heat. That game could be the lever that will send one of those two teams into the playoffs as the sixth, and the other into the play-in nonsense. I hope the Colts or the Pacers aren't in the play-in because I don't want to have to learn what the rules are. It makes my brain hurt trying to figure out what the rules of that play-in nonsense are. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's just stupid. What are leagues doing? Look, Iowa and LSU, 12.3 million people watched that game. That's more than watched 4 of the 5 NBA Finals games and more than watched any of the World Series games last year, Major League Baseball. That tells you about the decline in popularity of the NBA and a Major League Baseball, and rightly so, because they have dicked around with fans long enough, especially Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball is a disaster. Rob Manfred is going to go down in history as the worst sports commissioner ever. That they ever elevated a negotiator, a tactical negotiator, into a position of that level of importance to govern Major League Baseball, a pox upon them, and a pox upon them forever. Can't wait for tomorrow, Indiana State. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait for Friday, Caitlin Clark. Can't wait for Saturday, Purdue. They're going to win. Can't wait for Sunday, Caitlin Clark again. And can't wait for Monday and see if my God, Danny Hurley was on with Pat McAfee and he was stellar, awesome, just great stuff. Made you want to go play for him. He may be crazy, but he's all kinds of fun as a crazy person. I like Danny Hurley a lot. Terrific coach. Whatever happens, happens. I hope Purdue gets it done. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent. Bright and early, about 6:40 in the morning. Remember to enter. Send me your email address. You've got to be a subscriber. And I'll pull one at random every day until the people at Our Lads tell me, hey, we're done giving stuff away.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.